T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First time?
Day spa?
I think that was taken out of context.
Uh-huh.
There's a negative connotation to it, which I don't appreciate.
You?
6.
Dale Arnold.
If yes. Belichick was to be compared to something.
Anything else on Miami?
Oh. What are you comparing Belichick to?
Yeah, well, that's not his title.
The Grinch.
D-minus.
Rich Keefe.
It's not always that.
Sam Darnold.
You know, we're unstoppable as an offense, or we can be.
What are you doing, Sam?
What are Sam Darnold's hobbies?
I want to kiss you.
Just like any other team, they're not unbeatable.
Boom-shakalaka!
Dale and Keefe, middays.
And Ricky Snails Jones.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Well, Dale and Keefe with the name Smith.
That's right.
Snail and Keefe.
I could never, snails, you know, one sport I could never do would be hockey. I would
doing the play by play?
Oh, I would butcher those names so bad.
Coming at you quick.
Yeah.
Hey, moments ago, Christian came down to visit.
Yes.
And mainly wanted to just see Wiggy and talk to him about names and stuff.
Right.
But
tight end
he
stuff.
Also said they've got an announcement coming up on the program later today.
A Fourier specific announcement.
This is, well, Christian has an announcement. Yes.
Yes, he does. I don't know if the other guys are signing off on that, but Fourier
has
something that he's got up his sleeve here.
Probably in the 5 o'clock hour, I think he said.
Yeah, it's interesting if it's gonna work out. What
I
he's
don't
talking
believe
about.
It. There's no way he's gonna do it.
Yeah. It seems daunting.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do
it. It's coming up later.
Is he going to actually sell medical sales?
Well,
I know that's a big thing of his.
It's a second career.
Yeah.
He's a California kid, and
true.
I know he likes acting.
That's true. Maybe he can be in a Paul Rudd Netflix
special.
Well,
his dad was a cop. Maybe he's going into law enforcement.
No, he's
too
old for law enforcement.
Yeah, no, they would.
He's missed the cutoff.
They would say no.
Yeah,
no,
because that's what I wanted to do, be
start.
A cop. But I think 40's the cutoff.
Is it?
40,
didn't Shaquille O'Neal become like a sheriff after?
Yeah, but
I don't know if that was real or not.
Yeah, that was a name only, maybe.
You're more like Dog the Bounty Hunter by that point. You're just walking around with a can of mace and a, you know,
but
and a stun gun.
But you could like do citizen's arrests. You
know,
you
I'm
could
not
go
sure.
out there with like a can of pepper spray and be like, citizen's arrest.
Yeah, I don't
have like a magnifier or like
I don't know
a
if you
flashlight.
Could, yeah, I don't know if you could do that.
I think you can.
You might be able to buy
citizen's arrest.
You might want to be careful.
Well, yeah, you would be. But you'd have a better chance of doing it than I would. They would see me and they're like, I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, I'm not.
But you're screaming at somebody.
No, I won't.
Yeah, like, no, I don't think so. This is arrest!
I don't think it's going to stop for me either.
I guess maybe not. It depends on who you're trying to arrest. You know,
right.
If you're arresting like a jaywalker or something.
If I'm in Newton, I think I could get a lot of new stuff.
Everybody
is it possible? Yeah. And I don't know, you know, how quickly, I mean, you could grab a quick private jet or something.
Sure, you could.
A Twitter follower of ours suggests that maybe what Christian's going to announce is he's coming out of retirement, going to play tight end tonight.
Well, let's see how Watson and Tomlinson look.
You know,
first.
They could need some.
He looks like he could still get out there.
I think he could catch a
couple
balls.
I don't know if he's blocking anybody, but he still looks like he can get out there and maybe run a couple goal line corner routes.
Would he be their best goal line target right now?
We'd have to bring in Vrabel for that. But.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Now. He's too busy not challenging plays in the fourth quarter.
I always ask Christian.
By the way, don't challenge him.
I always ask him.
He was getting crap yesterday.
I always ask Christian, how the hell, why did they take Vrabel? Why did Vrabel get all your touchdowns?
Yeah.
I don't get
he
that.
He gets a little touchy about that.
Yeah,
you probably have noticed.
I would be touchy about that,
I'd
too.
Be so mad, yeah.
It's not like Christian couldn't catch.
Like
Christian could catch.
Exactly.
So why are you putting Vrabel in to do that? That's what I would want to know.
Yeah, I don't really get it. Is this citizens' arrest updates? No. Okay.
But I think I could. I think Christian would be. There's no way. I think Christian would be. He'd be good at some goal line routes.
This just in from the news desk. Do you want to take a stab at a couple of these Detroit Red Wings players?
This will be
the Red
so
Wings.
Good.
I mean, the Red Wings are trying to mess with people with the guys that they have on their roster.
Well, you
go
know,
take
let's,
a stab
let's
at
start
a few
right
of these
at the top.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go right at the top. Right
to the order. Top.
Justin Ablicator. I feel
you
like
know,
I heard
it's
that.
Closer than I expected, to be
like
honest
the ballpark.
With you.
I know who you're talking about.
I feel
about.
Like I've heard that before.
Yep.
Well, you weren't right, but you were close.
Give that second guy
so,
a go.
So what's how would I say that for
Abdel. Justin Abdelkader.
Yeah, you hit all the letters in that.
Go
ahead and dive into that second guy.
Adronis. Let's see. Antiosi?
No.
Nailed it.
That can't be right. That can't possibly be right.
You didn't get the first name right.
It? What is it?
Andreas.
Andreas. Andreas. Oh, Andreas and is it Antioch?
Athanasiou.
Oh, I mean, that no chance.
I don't even blame you for that
one. Who names their kid Athanasiou? Yeah.
No, this, well, that's his last name. Yeah.
This I get this one. Yeah. Tyler Bertuzzi.
Nice.
Nice. Okay. Nice. Well done.
Jacob D. LaRose.
Nice.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
What is this? Let's split this one up.
Yeah.
Christopher. Is this Christopher?
Yeah. Or you could go with Christopher like everybody else does.
There's no way that's Christopher. Yeah, stop.
Christopher.
It's like when Steph Curry tries to go, oh, it's Stephen. No, it's Stephen.
You're Stephen. Your name's Stephen.
Christopher.
No.
Aeon.
That's so close on that one. When you get Christopher wrong,
Christopher.
Yeah. Chances of getting
it. Well, look how he spells it.
No, I know. That's on him.
C-H-R-S-T-O-F-E-R-O-F-F-E-R.
Well, whatever.
Right.
Adam.
Go to the next one.
Adam Ernie.
Yes!
Is that right?
Yes!
Adam Ernie, right?
Pretty good.
That's what I'm saying.
This next one will be fun.
That's the two first names things. Oh, yeah. There's no way I'm getting this.
No.
Valteria Filippula. Filippula.
You went 0-2, but that's close enough.
What is added it? An extra A in
okay,
the
okay, so
name.
What is it?
Valteri?
Filippula.
Filippula.
Oh, wow.
Filippula.
Okay.
You're in there.
Luke Glendenny.
Nice.
Nice.
Glendenning.
No, it's not a Y. It's more of an A. Glendenning. Right.
Yeah.
Glendenning.
Well, that's the Boston accent.
Yeah, yeah, so that's fine. Yeah.
Darren Helm.
Well done.
Good. All right.
Taro Haros. Yeah. Is that I would say?
Oh, it's close.
Is it?
What is it?
I think it's Hirose.
Hirose. Okay, well.
You got this one.
Dylan Larkin.
Well nice. Done.
Okay. Good. Anthony Manta.
Good.
Nice.
See, that's a good
name. You're rolling now.
Good
yeah.
name
rolling
right
now.
There.
Land the plane.
Franz Nielsen.
Well done.
Ooh, good.
Now wrap
like
it up.
Die Hard
wrap it up in a big way.
Okay. Evgeny Shlevnikov.
No, but it's, you know what? Again, that's closer than I expected.
Like this guy's there. Russian. I guess it.
Good.
Evgeny's Evgeny Malkin.
Right.
If you wanted to get technical.
They're related.
If you want to get technical,
uh-huh.
They pronounce it with a Y in front of it. Yevgeny.
Oh, it's Yevgeny.
Yevgeny. Yeah, that's, Yevgeny. If you want to get technical.
So how do you say his last name?
And there's no L in Svechnikov.
Svechnikov.
Or not even Svechnikov.
Svechnikov.
Hey, well, this is still easier than Kivante Koti or whatever.
Kiki Kuti. All right, that's a good exercise.
We'll have to draw, you know, maybe we'll get the roster from, you know, Moscow Dynamo next and see how he does with that.
Yeah. That's pretty tough right there. I could never do a game, have to say all those names.
No.
You did well. Yeah. I mean, you got several of them
right. Yeah, but then you have to, that's just saying it, but then you got to say, okay, Justin Albuquerque moving the puck down the high zone over there. Forget about it.
Kind of lost.
Yeah, I'm already a lost.
Back to the calls with you guys. Steve's calling on his truck phone. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, I just wanted to clear something up. Well, first of all, I wanted to do two things. I'm not a Garoppolo fan, but that game was played in horrible condition.
I know. We said it was. But he hasn't been good before that
game. I know,
but
he wasn't letting the world on fire prior.
I don't think he's going to be the next coming by any means. No. Anyway. But getting back to your bet thing, you guys had a messed up. Where did you get the $86 from?
Well, that's what Rich said.
$100.
Wiggy, you remember the little bars in these bars?
Well, I'm just basing it off.
No. But if you go to like these sites, because it's not just like even money. It's, you know, $100. It's like -115 for the Patriots.
Right,
to cover.
But
yeah.
No, but yes. But if you're betting the money line, now if you're betting years ago,
no, that's the spread.
Now,
if you're betting
you
the money line, you win even less Patriots.
Right, but if you go on online, like you said,
yeah.
What was the line? What was the point line?
-10. Online?
All right, now if you go to an East Boston bookie,
okay, we're
going to attest to this.
Yeah, fine.
Their line's always higher.
Okay,
I'm
going to
tell you how you would do it. So you bet the Vegas line if you're betting the Patriots, you get the lower line. Now you get a local bookie, and the line's probably going to be 11 or 11 and a half, and it's called in between. So now you bet the parlay. You bet Jets, and you bet the over on the under.
I'd like to watch the game. I just want to watch the game.
I'm going to tell you why.
No, my God.
$30 parlay brings back 70. So if you lose the parlay, you only lose in 30. There's no VIG. He makes $70 on the game. It's stupid because you're betting against yourself. But a lot of guys do it with big money, and they do make money that way.
Could we just go back and see if Wiggy could pronounce Martin Furk?
Yeah, no, because the uncle got that guy got us down this path. And
yeah,
that call
he got us in a rabbit hole.
That call was even worse.
They should call into the payday.
Now you
got to
do a Vegas line bet. Then you got to get a bookie in East Boston.
Bar Mutt here.
Well, then you got to add the Vig in there too.
Oh my God!
Now when Mutt talks gambling at night, he gets calls from like the governor of New Hampshire to talk about it.
The only time I would hedge, because first of all, as soon as you start to hedge, you're already doubting yourself. That's not good. Trust in yourself. That really applies to life.
You like your bet, or you don't.
You like your bet. You should love your bet. That's why you place the bet to begin with.
There's no two bets.
The only time there would be a two bet is, let's say, before the season started, you took the Celtics to win the NBA title.
Okay.
Right? Like whatever that number is, and it's a really high number, and you put like $100 down, and you're going to win a ton of money, right? Betting the Celtics. Now, fast forward to the NBA Finals, and the Celtics are playing whoever, the Lakers. If you put a little bit of money down on the Lakers, now you're covering yourself, and you're at least walking away either with a big profit or you're at least breaking even. That type of hedging makes more sense. Not, oh, I'm going to bet Jets in the under tonight and the Patriots. That's insane. That makes no sense to me at all.
You don't know who to root for.
Yeah.
No, you root for the
under. You're rooting for the under for sure.
Well, and you're rooting for where you put
your
most money.
So you're not rooting when Brady's scoring touchdowns. You're going, oh, come on.
To make it easier, you should just straight up bet the under then. Because that's the thing that you need in both games, right? I mean, I guess outside the Patriots blowing them out, but that's – I don't know.
But usually when you hedge a bet and you're betting that way, you always root for the most money bet that you put down. So you'd be betting it, and
yeah,
Uncle,
right.
What's his name? Uncle Bob? Was that his name, Uncle Bob?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was.
Whatever,
yeah.
Uncle Bob, right? I would be saying the Pats, because he said he was going to put $100 on the Pats.
Yeah.
So I would say that's the bet I would want to win, and if I lose the 30.
And you think they cover tonight?
Yeah, I think they cover. Was it 9.5, 10?
It's 10.
Yeah, I think they cover.
Yeah. I think so too. But
they
almost covered
every single game. The one game they didn't cover might have been the Redskins, where it was like 18.5 or something of that nature.
No, I think they did.
Did
cover
they cover
the
that
Redskins.
One?
The Bills, they did not.
They
cover.
Did not cover Buffalo.
Yeah. The Bills.
Did they cover the
16,
Jets?
10, I think.
They cover the Jets.
The Jets the first time they did not, because Jared Stidham
threw
a pick six.
That's right.
That was,
we were all freaking out.
Yeah, I knew
there
was one of those games.
So week 3 and 4, they did not cover.
So Boston Sports Info's got a couple of things to look for tonight. If the Patriots allow 10 or fewer defensive points tonight, they would have given up the fewest defensive points through 7 games since the merger. If they give up 10 or fewer defensive points, not only that, but if they beat the Jets by 18 tonight, which is possible.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have the highest point differential through 7 games since the merger. By the way, they hold the record. The 2007 Pats were plus 159 through 7 games. This is what they were.
Oh, my God.
279 points for, 120 points against.
Oh, they're just.
Plus 159. This year's team, to put it in perspective, they've only scored 190.
Mm-hmm.
They've given up 48.
Yeah,
that 2007 team gave up 120 through 7.
Aren't they, isn't the defense, aren't they only teams like averaging like 6 points a game on them? Isn't it something crazy
that
like that?
Right,
5.8 or something?
Because the 14 against the Jets don't count. That wasn't the defense. So you wipe that out.
No, but even with that.
Oh, even with
even
that.
Even with that, aren't they still like right around 6.8 points per game?
It's under 10, whatever it is.
I thought it was something ridiculously low. My computer froze up, so I can't find it.
Yeah.
But I thought I saw it was someplace like, 6.8. When's the last team? I would say, what would be
under 10? I mean.
Well, what would be the best through 7 games or through a season points allowed average?
Eight. They're averaging 8 points a game 8.0. Right now. They're allowing 8 points per game right
now. So what would be the best? I wonder what the best average was for a season.
Well, it's got to be close to that, right? What Dale was just saying. If they hold them to under...
No, I'm saying for the year.
Oh, for the year. Oh, I gotcha.
So, like, the 85 Bears defensively only gave up...
For instance, the fewest points defensive points allowed through 7 games since the merger was the 77 Falcons. They gave up 39 defensive points through the first 7 games.
Right.
I don't know if I would have guessed the Falcons. I would have immediately thought of the Bears, but...
Right, I wonder what the 85 Bears did defensively, average per game... For the 1985 season or whatever
it
was.
I think the Ravens might be the best all time.
So the Ravens have 10.3 points per game in 2000, and the 85 Bears had 12.4.
Yeah, ooh. So Baltimore Ravens just over 10.
Okay.
2000 Ravens.
And it doesn't look like this Pats team is trending in that direction, because you think about a couple of the touchdowns, the the Pats have obviously given up, or that would add to that, were the interception for a pick six, the block punt. This defense could potentially.
They're right there, but they're going to actually face some offenses coming up too, where even if you only allow 14 points in a game, in the NFL today, that's unbelievable. That's gonna raise the number every time. Because that 2000 Ravens, they really struggled against the Jaguars for whatever reason. Jimmy Smith would kill them. So they played the Jaguars twice, I think, and they would get lit up by the Jaguars. But they had a whole bunch of shutouts that year.
Right.
They had so many shutouts. And so, yeah, they allowed the fewest points ever.
Although, if you look at the schedule the rest of the way, some of these may not mean as much as you thought. Now, they've got, obviously, Darnold tonight and the Jets. Then you've got Baker Mayfield on Sunday.
Right.
Then you've got Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
So that's another team that you can make an argument for as the second best team in the conference.
The Ravens?
After they went in there and smacked around Seattle, I got to give them credit because I love Seattle. So I give Baltimore a lot of credit.
Then you've got Carson Wentz and the Eagles.
He was so bad last night.
Dak Prescott and the Cowboys.
And Elliott. You know, I mean, that's a decent enough offense.
Deshaun Watson and the Texans.
Yeah. Hmm.
Then you got, by then, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
But how is Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I don't think
there's
he's
a chance
be...
that they're saying 3 to 6 weeks.
I don't think he's going to be what he was at the beginning of the year. Because if like the surgery is impending, he's going to have to get the surgery at some point, right? I can't imagine.
I didn't even know he needed surgery. I thought it was just one of those things that you had to just rest for.
Oh, I thought he had to get. I thought they were saying
the way I'm hearing it, he's going to have to get
this. He might be able to play on it,
right?
But aren't they saying? Weren't they saying 3 to 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
You know, before he might be able to get out there and play.
So that could be interesting.
And then to wrap it up, you've got Andy Dalton and the Bengals. Yeesh. Then you know the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins to wrap things up. Who knows who will be the quarterback for the Dolphins?
Yeah, I mean, but you got
week 17.
Cleveland, you don't know what to expect because they're so up and down. But the Baltimore, even still, Philly, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City. That's a legitimate 5-game stretch.
Well, after watching Philly last night,
you don't like Philly?
Baltimore. Here's what I'll say about Baltimore. Watching that Seattle game, you have to take away Lamar Jackson's legs.
Yeah,
you have to, and that's the adjustment Seattle did not make. Take away his legs, make him throw the football, and I think the Patriots will do that against him. They will completely take away his legs. I'm wondering.
The other good thing for Baltimore, for them, is they are going into their bye week, and then they get the Patriots.
Don't they have a couple of those coming up where you've got teams coming off bye weeks playing the Patriots? I think the Chiefs are coming
Cleveland.
Off a bye week.
Cleveland is. So Cleveland didn't play this week.
I think
week.
They literally
Baltimore
have
is as well.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, they have. Like, I think they have like three teams who play the Patriots coming off their bye week.
Yeah.
Who do you think the toughest team is for the Patriots?
I thought initially it was Kansas City, but depending on the state of Mahomes, it might be Baltimore.
Let's say Mahomes is out 6 weeks, right?
I don't think they say now it's going to be closer to three.
I think it's three, but then they have a bye in there, so they should probably take him out 4 games, and then that would also equal 5 weeks. That's my guess is what they do.
Okay, so 5 weeks, that would put him in where we at? Week 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That put him at about week 12, week 11?
Yeah, so I would think he plays twice before the Patriots is my guess.
And I'm wondering, and say if he's not having surgery till after the season, that's something that probably still lingers.
But also because
that limits his mobility, which that's when he's at his best.
And the Kansas City game is home. The Ravens game is at Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So that also makes me think that week 9 is now the toughest game on the schedule.
Week 9, the Baltimore game?
Yeah, because it's
right
at
now
Baltimore.
It is.
Yeah, you might be right, Rich.
I think so.
Or, you might be. I was going to say.
Because you're at Houston, at Philly, you're home to Dallas, and you're home to Kansas City.
I was going to say.
If you're at Dallas, maybe.
Could you say maybe Baltimore or Houston? Those would be your.
Yeah, both road games. Both, but it just. Yeah, I still think Baltimore. I give Baltimore a little bit more credit than Houston. And did you see Will Fuller's hurt again, by the way?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
They're talking multiple weeks for
this
him.
This poor guy, I mean,
hamstring.
He's hurt all the time. And their offense looks so much different when they have Will Fuller as to when they don't. We've seen the Patriots play Houston so many times where it's just DeAndre Hopkins and they take him out and then there's nobody else to go to. If you have Will Fuller, there's another whole dimension.
See, the Baltimore thing, the Baltimore game wild card becomes defensively saying, we're shutting down Lamar Jackson when it comes to running the football. He is not running because when you don't allow him to run, That is a different team in the Baltimore Ravens. So I look at the Patriots, just the way they game plan, and Bill saying he's not going to beat us with his legs.
Usually he figures out how to take away the one thing you really want to do.
Right.
He makes you beat them with your secondary stuff.
Right. And Lamar Jackson is fifth in the league in rushing.
Which, by the way, is not good long term. It's
probably
not going to work long term.
Probably not.
Well, he's got another year, maybe two of this, before somebody really
I don't know what he's going to be like in 5 years, but I know in week 9 he'll be tough.
Like he'll be good then.
Week 9 of this year he'll be tough. I don't know about going forward.
Well, you can't even say that because the more you run.
He's got the bye week coming up. He doesn't play another game until the Patriots.
He's good.
He's good to go. They just beat Seattle, and now they get a full week off, and then they get the Pats. So he's lined up. He'll be good.
Yeah, so he's good then. He doesn't have nothing to worry about.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. OMF is coming up at the top of the hour. We've got what else you got at about 150 or thereabouts. But first, before all of that, we've got a trend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To Dale and Keith on WEEI.
All right, you compared Edelman last week on Thursday Night Football to a squirrel. Very interesting soundbite. You also compared Brady to the GOAT. If Belichick was to be compared to something, what are you comparing Belichick to?
Oh, man. Oh, on a daily basis, the Grinch. Yes, always trying to take away the fun sometimes.
Does he seem like he's trying too hard?
A little bit.
It was his second appearance, his second Fox appearance. I mean, I guess the question is this all just a prelude to his wrestling work later on in the year?
They keep setting him up with all these dumb things, you know.
Right.
If Brady's the GOAT and Edelman's the squirrel, what is Belichick? Ask the guy about, hey, what do you think about the tight ends that Brady doesn't have to throw to?
Right.
Give him some
stuff. Just compare him to an animal or a fictional character, if you don't mind. I mean, that's what they're asking him to do, so it's hard to put it all on him. But
he gets that nut.
Yeah, I guess. I never thought this would be the best avenue for him to go down. Like, good for him. They're paying him and all that stuff, and he's staying a little bit more relevant by doing this than not, I suppose.
But they're not really giving him an opportunity to exceed.
Well, that's the thing. What do they want? Do they want the goofball? Do they want a guy that's going to break down some of the game stuff?
I think they want the goofball.
Probably.
That's what they don't want a guy to sit there and do Ron Jaworski film study.
And that's why
you don't have to do that, but don't they want a guy that can give you an opinion about something that you know a lot of because you've been in that locker room, you've played with that coach and that quarterback?
I think the two of the best that have done it, and they are both great players. They're both Hall of Fame players, which Gronk will be as well. And it's hard to model it completely after this, but look at Charles Barkley and our guest every Friday, Michael Irvin. Those are two guys that have a ton of fun at what they're doing, but they'll also talk about the games. Like, they will get in there.
Right.
They will tell you about why they think this player is better than this other player.
Because they're not afraid to say it.
They're
not afraid to say anything.
Anything. But they're not just up there for, like, comedic effect. Like, hey, we're going to do a goofball segment with you. Like, no. You can talk about the game and be funny. Like, that's actually possible because Barkley does it every
all the time.
Every week.
The best show. The Inside the NBA is the best
by far.
Of that dynamic with Charles
and then Irvin
and
does
Shaq.
A good job, too, on, like, the Thursday shows or when we interview him. Like, he's having fun, but he's also telling us about
he's giving you
stuff
some.
On the field.
If you ask him about Antonio Brown, he's going to give you
like a real answer.
A real answer based on how he feels about the situation.
But like his personality is coming across the whole time. Whereas it feels like, and it might be more of a Fox issue than a Gronk issue, I'm not sure. It might be, well, we just want the guy that's gonna spike footballs and he's a big drinker, right? He's a party guy. We want the party guy. Like, all right, I guess that's fine, but do you want to ask him about football at all? And maybe he can still be the frat bro.
He's supposed to be this brilliant football mind.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Brady says one of the smartest football people. He said that about Moss as well back
right.
when he was here. But they don't utilize any of that.
But that's it's also the personality of who the person is. Right? When you look at the people, even like you talked about Fox, what does Gonzalez really give you? What does Strahan give you? If you ask,
I think Strahan's really good.
He's good at what he does, but if you ask him about the Antonio Brown situation, or you tell him to get into the, you know, if, for example, the...
the shows do seem very safe.
Yeah, they're very safe.
Which every NFL pregame show, they're in partnership with the NFL.
Yeah, but
they're
I don't know if Michael Irvin, if I would necessarily say he's safe. If Michael Irvin says...
Oh, no, he is. He gets wild and crazy here or on radio in Dallas. He doesn't get wild and crazy on the set with stuff.
So he wouldn't say it's
like
time for Jason Garrett to go.
Honest though, I feel like he's a little bit more honest. But yeah, there are certain things that he might protect. I mean, maybe that's what's unfair is that Charles Barkley will sit there and tell you at halftime, this game sucks. I don't know why you're watching.
Right.
Like, he'll do that. And he has no problem doing that.
And this player stinks. I don't know why they just gave him $20 million.
Yes. He will do that, and you're kind of looking for more of that, but so many guys are just afraid to do that.
I thought Moss does it every now and then, but they almost
I want more out of him, too.
They almost become corporate.
Yeah.
You know, and they fall in line, and I don't want to say anything because I know I'm going to be out at the games, and I want to make sure I can, you know, take a picture with everybody.
Yeah, like when poor Trent Dilfer, the guy says one thing wrong about the Patriots, and people are still talking about it, you know, 5 years later. He doesn't even have a job there anymore, but that was one guy that was trying to go out there.
At least he gave his opinion about it.
He gave his opinion, and at that time, that's how he felt. Now, it's a great thing to play all the time since, but that was sort of a rare moment on one of those shows where a guy was saying something that he knew other players, or specifically Patriots players, would not want to hear. And when they see him, they probably give him a hard time about it.
They're not good anymore.
Hey, and that gets you fired.
Did he get fired?
No. He didn't get fired.
He got fired for other stuff.
He did, but not because of that.
We have a texter who brings up an interesting point. I sense that this texter's not alone, and I'm trying to figure out why. The text says, I used to love Tom Brady, but his whole demeanor lately has left me not caring whether or not he stays or goes at the end of the season.
I don't think anybody else feels that way.
I think he's a little.
You don't
that
care
one text.
If he's on the team next year.
I'm surprisingly hearing fewer. I'm hearing more people saying,
"Really?
You know what? We're at the
I want to hear. Where are
the
these people?
I don't know. I've never met any of them. They're crazy because you don't want to be the team that doesn't have a quarterback that's chasing a quarterback. That's a bad place to be in.
Right. When you already have the
Jared
guy.
Stidham's not him.
He's definitely not him. Now, he might be, maybe he turns into a guy, and the fact that Jacoby Brissett is somebody that they identified and it appears to be pretty good, that makes you feel a little bit better.
But what about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, right.
You know, we talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. If, you know, it's all going to work itself out, Garoppolo's going to come back. I'm thinking I'd rather get Brissett to come back than Garoppolo. Who would have thought that? That's everybody was, Garoppolo goes there and then he comes back. But
no, see, I think for a long time, and sort of, I guess, kind of like that texter, for a long time, Tom Brady's the guy that if you're being honest with yourself, you know that you wouldn't be a fan of his if he was on another team. Like, there's that thing, you know, just with some of the stuff that he advertises, and you're just like, that's not me. You know, he's driving around the Aston Martin.
Well, that's the same way. That's the same way with Brad Marchand. If he was on another team, you would be like, he'd be PK Subban.
Yeah,
but if he's on your team,
and he's been on your team for so long, it's just sort of that.
That's the way
but
he plays.
I don't know if anybody's trying to run him out of town. I want him to play for the next 5 years here.
Right,
that's what I'm hoping for.
You'd be an idiot to say, "Oh, I want this guy gone."
Yeah,
I think there are people who sense that the level of play is starting to show not a cliff, but showing some signs of wear. That last year there was a step down. There are those you look at the offense this year, there's a step down. Now, I don't know how much of that is his fault.
See, I don't think much of it is his fault. I think when you look at his performance, especially early in the season, you were throwing his name out there with potential MVP type year. Then after the whole Antonio Brown thing and that left, and then you get Edelman who gets hurt in the second half of the Jets game, and then you start to see, well, he needs some players around
his
him.
Quarterback rating last season was 97.7. Through six games this season, it's 97.5. if that's just one metric, I know there's plenty of other stats right. you can look at, but that's one that sort of jumbles a whole bunch of them together.
But we've talked all season long about how the offense isn't performing.
Right. What was
his touchdowns versus interceptions?
29-11 last
year.
No,
but I'm saying through this point because he's, you know.
Oh, to this point? I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying that's for the whole season. And we all admit there were ups and downs last season. There were definitely games right. you could point to and go, ugh, like the Tennessee game. That wasn't very good. There were ups and downs throughout the year. But when he needed to, at the end, he was making the throws and proved to be good enough to win it. And this year, it's kind of the same. This isn't the MVP season from, you know, what was it, 2017. This isn't that, but that doesn't mean that's all you need to win.
See, another texter says, Brady has been annoying this year, whining about the receivers all the time, but I want him on the team.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I'm saying. So that's an example.
I think that goes back to what that previous, you know, I don't even care if he's still here or not.
Well, no, that guy does care.
No, this second one does.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, if you want, you can ignore the whining. You don't have to just watch the games. He's not whining. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. He'll whine to the refs every once in a while. But as far as talking about his receivers or the young guys or whatever else, you know, when you're watching the game tonight at 8:15, that I don't think that's going to be on your mind.
So through last year, Adam, through what, six games already?
Yeah. Yep.
He had 2, 4, 5, 6 interceptions versus 3.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, he finished the year with 11, which mm-hmm. was the most he had since 2013.
Mm-hmm. So he's thrown 3 interceptions through right. the first six games of the season.
2 of them were horrific.
Rick, 2 of them were
terrible.
2 of them were bad decisions, and I don't expect those to happen that often. So we'll see what he ends up mm-hmm. doing. I think he'll be under 10 interceptions this season. I think he'll be in single digits.
Yep.
See, another texter says, I don't know about you guys, but watching all these mobile quarterbacks makes Brady a little less interesting. I think they're looking at you know, these guys flying all over the field. And
yeah, no, I mean, you could definitely make a case that Lamar Jackson is very entertaining to watch, but
he's a rarity. He's not really considered.
There's not a lot of guys like that.
When you look, if you want to compare the mobile quarterback or the lack of mobility, you want to say a guy like Russell Wilson or even an Aaron Rodgers has a little bit of escapability.
Oh, he definitely does. Most quarterbacks are kind of on the more mobile side than not. You know, when Brady retires and when Philip Rivers retires and when, you know, Eli Manning's basically already pseudo-retired, you're going to look around the league and they're all going to be guys that can scoot outside of the pocket and throw it.
I think have the ability because Patrick Mahomes is not really a mobile quarterback.
I would say he kind of is.
Would you?
Yeah, he's not like a runner. He's not like a Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson. Okay. But I would say he does some of his best stuff
He has the ability to throw on the move.
Yeah, like I don't think he's going to run for a million yards, but I guess that's a different definition of mobile. I consider him a guy that he can run away from pressure, whereas Brady sort of steps up into the pocket. Right. He eludes guys that way.
But if you
whereas
have
Mahomes covers a lot of ground.
Right, but if you have pocket presence and you can kind of, you know, we've seen Brady do that even this year.
Like Marino used to be. Wasn't fast at all, but knew when to make that one step.
Duck away from
it. But don't you feel like there's less and less of those guys?
Yes.
Because all the college teams
essentially
are doing
that. Well, that's because of the offense.
Yeah, stupid RPO.
Yeah. But Trevor Lawrence is not really a mobile guy.
Not really that good either.
He's struggling a little bit. He's
going
to be the number one overall pick this year.
Yeah.
I mean, not this year, but when he comes out. The kid Tua Tagovailoa. I knew it would take me some time.
I just call him Tua. I can't do that one
Tua
either.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually closer than I expected.
Yeah, it's not bad.
There are certain names I could get. Michael Omanawanui.
Omanawanui, yep.
Now, you just dance through that one. As Christian said yesterday,
Zach Galifianakis
doesn't even give you a pause.
Right. I struggle with the black names.
Problem we both have, I guess.
I guess sometimes.
Mike's in Framingham. Hey, Mike.
Hey, you guys are talking about great athletes who are great on TV. I know you probably don't like them that much, Dale, but I love listening to Deion Sanders because he's entertaining and he's informative.
I think he's great.
He's got that combo, too. He definitely does.
Sometimes he could be a little bit corporate and safe, though.
Yeah. It's a tough balance, I think, for those guys.
You know what? I actually.
You know what, though? About Deion, like when people are coming out on Brady, he protects Brady, though.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does. You know who I don't mind? And at times, I mean, he goes a little bit extreme, but says what's on his mind, kind of calls the game, and him and I don't see eye to eye. And I've said this before. I think Steve Smith does a good job.
Oh, yeah, because he'll say stuff.
Hey, think about what he said about Josh Rosen.
Well, yeah, right.
And we were all thinking it.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't?
No, when he said that Josh Rosen needs to stay there and compete, and then somebody else came out, was it Joe Thomas? Was like, no, they drafted him number one overall. There is no competition.
Yeah,
that guy's going to start no matter what you do.
Well, maybe what he said just for him to keep his mouth shut.
I guess.
What else you got's coming up next? Sports Radio, WEEI.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Right back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we might have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Wig.
All right, so you want a world and to see how athletes are when they're dealing with coaches and front office people. We saw the Michael Bennett thing.
Yes, I did.
And how that whole situation blew up.
Yes.
Well, Jalen Ramsey did a little bit of talking about his time and dealing with Tom Coughlin down in Jacksonville.
It was a conversation as a man, like, you're not going to talk to me this way.
Okay.
This tone you're talking to me in, you're not going to talk to me in this tone. The things that you are saying, mm-hmm. you're not going to say that. Because you wouldn't say this if we was in another space.
Mm-hmm. It shines a little light. Remember I talked about the Michael Bennett
situation? Sounds like a guy who won't take direction from anybody.
Oh, no, remember I said the Michael Bennett situation, it's all about tonality and how you approach somebody,
how you say something. Just like we're talking about with Dan Housley.
Because we're all adults.
You know what it sounds like to me, Wig? He doesn't want to be told that if he's not doing his job or if he's not, you know, performing
But maybe he wants to be told in a way where you're not kind of talking to him, talking down to him.
Like Housley could have phrased the question of Brady differently and he might not have gotten the same response.
Right, and that's maybe, I'm not saying it's the Michael, but it's a little bit behind the scenes of how players think. Right. Like, I'm an adult here too, just because you might be in a position of power, speak to me right.
Jalen Ramsey got a big win there too, by the way, with his new club.
What else you got?
Rich?
So in that same game, right, the LA Rams game, they blew out the Atlanta Falcons 37-10, and there was a little bit of a brouhaha between Aaron Donald and Devontae Freeman, a fracas.
It was sort of one-sided.
It was a little bit one-sided, but Scott Hanson on Red Zone did a little play-by-play, and then I thought a very nice little touch at the end of this.
Times in this game. Okay, here's the scuffle we're talking about. Face masks being grabbed. It's Devontae Freeman, who's not a big guy, against Aaron Donald, who most certainly is a big, strong, tough guy. Takedown by the official. Look at this one, though. Donald and Freeman head-to-head, and then Donald lifts him up like Darth Vader did to the insubordinate general in Star Wars.
So that is a nice little segue into tonight is a monster night for hashtag dorks everywhere as another trailer for Star Wars, or the final trailer for Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker will be released during Monday Night Football.
Is so this the last Star Wars here? We wrapping it up here? What's going on?
This is the end of the Skywalker saga.
There's
plenty more Star Wars where that came from. God. Plus, on Disney Plus, they got a show coming out.
I'm so confused.
But this movie comes out on December 20th, so I've already put in for that day off, and I will be going to see that. I'm very excited for this.
Paternity leave.
I got so much left. I don't know why I'm here right now.
Star Wars might be the most confusing.
No, it's not.
I don't want to say trilogy. What would you call it?
It's a trilogy of nine.
Of movie of all time.
Franchise,
yes. Yeah, Star Wars is the most confusing.
I'll give you a more confusing movie.
Because I've seen
to watch
the first three,
yeah,
which technically are not the first three. Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, and The Empire
Strikes Back. The original three.
The original three.
Yeah, episode 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
And you didn't know what was going on.
Well, no, I kind of knew.
As my wife would call it, robots in the sand.
They knew what was going on.
That's basically what she calls it.
Then
Star
they
Wars
brought in Sam Jackson, and they went another direction.
Yeah,
they
did. Mace Windu. Yeah.
What else you got?
So this is the 100th year for the National Football League, as you all know. And they held a contest where they were looking for someone to be Adam Schefter's sidekick tonight at Monday Night Football for the Patriots and Jets game. Now, don't mock too much.
Sorry.
Because it's a nice 14-year-old kid from Franklin, Mass.
Oh, okay.
Who gets the opportunity.
Congratulations!
Oh, hello. My name is Ryan Martin, 14 years old from Franklin, Massachusetts, and I'm Adam Schefter's perfect sidekick. Allow me to explain, but first, let me change it into something a little more my style. Wrong sidekick. Next. That's better. Now, as I was saying, I'd be Adam's perfect sidekick because I'm a football fan and an aspiring sports broadcaster with experience. Over the last four summers, I've gone to a sports broadcasting camp. I've broadcasted multiple minor league baseball games. I was an intern with the Cape Cod Baseball League. And this March, I was the Boston Celtics junior announcer. But Adam, being your sidekick would top all of that.
Well, he got the gig.
I thought Reamer retired from sports.
I mean, how difficult is it to be Adam Schefter's sidekick? Just wait for a couple text messages to come in.
Yeah, let me know what these texts say.
Have, multiple cell phones. Yeah. Right. Have all those things going on.
Be pretty busy. That's for sure.
The young man from Franklin gets the opportunity.
Give him hell out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Adam Schefter's making a ton of bank, buddy.
Yeah,
he's headed in the right direction.
That's right.
He sounds like he's got more sports experience than us, too.
Good amount there. Yeah.
He's called minor league games.
Yeah. I didn't know what the clapping with the background was.
Well, yeah, you don't see the video.
He's changing
when
outfits?
He said he was going to be a sidekick, the first time he came out with his superheroes outfit on.
Oh, okay. Like Robin? Perhaps?
Yeah. Okay. And he said, oh, wrong sidekick. And then they did another clap thing.
Came
out with his NFL t-shirt.
Beauty of editing there.
That's it.
Kid's got some skills. OMF is coming up next. Now, they've got a big announcement. Christian's got a big announcement. Coming up at about 5:20 today.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
All I'm going to say is good for him. I'm impressed.
Say good luck.
Well, both, good for him. Stay tuned because that's all coming up a little bit later on today. Monday Night Football tonight, but you're back. You're just going to stay here, aren't you?
No, I'm going to go home. I ain't going to stay here.
You're going to go home and come back?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to stay here. It's
2:00. I'd go to the Stockyard and drink lunch.
I would.
I'm not going to.
I might anyway.
I'll go home, come back. Could go to East Boston. Could go to my mother's house.
We can do that.
There you go. You got a plan now.
Yeah, I don't have a plan.
Daddy's got a plan.
So flying off the seat of my pants because I got to come back and do 2 hours with Mutt.
Then you're on with Greg Hill tomorrow.
And then we're on with Greg Hill tomorrow.
We'll be here tomorrow as well.
Long. Wow. Put in the hours, man.
Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.